Cassie and Whipper.
Nova. Have you seen TPG's special promotion for their SIM-only mobile plans? 1.5 gig data with $550 of calls and text for $10 per month in the first 6 months. Check out the TPG website for terms and conditions.
How long did it last?
Did it last? How long did it last? I really need to know.
Well, Tommy's still getting into it now.
You're still not joining in. Nah.
Well, I think there's harmonies there.
Yep. Tommy's a very nice singer. I actually enjoy that every week.
You guys
week.
Could Thank be the so Carpenters or Peter, Paul and John.
I'd love to be Peter, Paul and Mary. Peter, Paul
well,
and
which Mary? One am I in that?
You're Mary. It's okay.
Peter, you could be a female Peter.
Yeah. Paul could be short for Paulini.
Didn't one of them end up in jail?
Hey, Paulini's doing The Bodyguard.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to see
the
that.
Musical?
How cool is it?
Yeah.
Paulini's got a great voice.
Who did you think it was? You thought...
Oh, okay. Prinny. Prinny. Look, it's an honest mistake. They're both great singers. And that guy from Neighbours is going to be Kevin Costner.
Who's that?
Oh, no, from Home and Away.
Kevin Dennis?
No.
Stephen
no.
Dennis?
Not even.
Paul Robinson.
Played Tug. I think
no,
years ago.
No, he did not.
Who's the one from Neighbours?
He was on Home and Away first as Tam and Sursok's boyfriend.
Ray Ma.
And then he went to Neighbours years later.
Deirdre Brummer. Locked in for The
Tom,
Bodyguard.
Can you just Google it?
Yeah, I'll Google it right now.
Yeah.
Not sure what to Google.
How long did it last?
Well, why don't we play your game?
You want to fire off and we'll come back to you, Tommy.
Yep.
Fitzy's just trying to divert things here because he loses every week. How long did it last? Very simple. First of three here, guys. Sarah reigning champ once again. Bryn and Jeffrey Edelston. How long did it last, guys? They were married. I need to know how many years.
They were in love, mate.
Well, she was 24 when they met, and one of the first things he did was fly out of Vegas to see a show with him.
I'm going
to
say 4 years.
Oh, I was
what would you
that.
Like to lock in? Well, you can do the same.
No, I'm going to go 3.
It's 4 years. Frizzy off to a running start.
I know my Edelston facts, mate.
Yeah, you do.
Don't back
well, you went
that,
to the
man.
Wedding. You and Tommy went to
yeah,
the wedding.
Yeah, we went to the wedding. We had a big night.
Oh, it was for wonderful.
For a free feed.
It's delicious food.
We had to make a donation to a charity, didn't
no,
we?
Who played from Seinfeld? Jason Alexander got
Jason
up and
Alexander
did a...
and Fran Drescher, the
yes,
nanny.
The nanny was there.
Gave a speech.
That's very weird, isn't
and
it?
And that only right. met the Edelstons a few hours prior,
friends.
I think.
Friends. Just friends.
Yep.
All right, one for Ozzy. Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Oh, they had 2 kids together.
Federline.
He blew out, didn't he? He was a backup dancer. They got engaged after 3 months of dating, guys.
Have
so
we
they
got
moved
any
really
of his
quickly.
Rap, in the Kevin Federline put
Remember
that in
did
Jay?
That bad show that didn't take off.
That off.
Like the weight loss show.
Yeah, the fat management show.
Yeah, and they were like dumped in the bush. And
you're
they were all
you're
fat.
Telling me we I'm don't have Kevin Federline in the
is
system?
We're going to have Kevin Federline in the system, mate.
3 years.
I am going to say 4 years.
It was 2 years, one to say, they're nearest to the pin.
Well done, Sam.
Well
congratulations.
Done.
Thank
well
you.
Done, Sam.
You
mate.
Made it. Welcome to the crusade.
Okay, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale.
God, they've got like 5 kids, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they did not muck around. This has been a big one.
I'm going to say 12 years.
I'm going to say 8.
Good effort, Ryan. It was 13.
Yeah.
Flying this
Finger
morning.
On the pulse.
Big fan of Bush.
Huh?
Yeah,
I am.
You are.
Great man. What was that? What was their big song? Listerine?
Listerine.
Glycerine.
Oh, glycerine. Listerine.
No, he had really bad breath.
He did, no.
Gwen wrote him Listerine, I'm pretty sure.
Listerine. The days go. It was a terrible song.
He got caught cheating, Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah,
he
the
did,
nanny.
Didn't he? Yeah,
the Australian nanny.
It's always the nanny.
Does happen. Didn't that happen to David
Fran
Beckham?
Fran Drescher.
Beckham was an English nanny. Fran Drescher was American.
Yep.
What else are you going to throw at me?
Hire a nanny.
Hire a nanny.
What about this one? Sophie Monk and Benji Madden. I must remind you, Sarah, your contribution is crucial here because if he gets it, it's a clean sweep.
8 months?
Yeah, this was a short
Hang
one.
Hang on, did they get engaged?
They began dating in 2006. By Christmas that year, they were engaged.
Rumours are. Yeah.
She got the boot for Paris Hilton.
I'll go a year.
Right.
One
That's what
year.
What I just said.
What did
you,
you
said
say?
8 months.
Oh, did I?
What do you want to go with?
I'm going insane. 13 months.
You can't. No, you can't.
I need your final answer. I need
13.
Your final answer.
I'll 13, go 14 months.
Fitzy, stop trying to one-up me.
What do you want to lock in, Sarah?
15 months.
15 and 14.
Final offer.
It was 2 years. So you got that one. got you by a month after a pretty big juggle there.
Oh, by a beast. All right.
This is ridiculous.
Comes down to it. This is it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Harry Styles. Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner.
Oh, barely. 2 months.
What do you want to go with,
Frosie? Actually, it'll be six months.
What do you want to go with?
Oh, no, you can't.
You've got to go with
on.
Your first, Sarah.
Okay, fine,
I need to
two
take
months.
Your first.
I'll go 3 months.
It was 2 months.
Yes!
After a sloppy round, she takes it in another tough
Jeez,
round.
Very sloppy.
How long did it last?
Man.
Matt DeGroote, feel free to join in.
I really need to know.
I'm going to really struggle to get through the rest of the day knowing I've lost that.
Hey, great news for anyone waking up this morning. And we know the success of the Book of Mormon in Melbourne, absolutely selling out. We're hoping that it comes over here to Sydney from Trey Parker and Matt Stone. I mean, musicals are huge, and on Broadway, you can make a lot of money from these.
Mm-hmm.
You went and saw the Spider-Man one,
most expensive Broadway production ever, 65 mil.
You two did the music for
they
that's
did.
Right.
Unfortunately, it didn't last too long. Three Spider-Men were nearly killed when the cables kept breaking. Whoopsie-daisy.
Well, guys, get excited because you reckon that cost a lot of money. This one's even bigger. Got a new musical coming, stage show, The Fast and the Furious.
As a musical?
Yep.
Do people just make car engine noises? Can you put that in a song?
Universal announced the show with a release today saying they're using the most advanced technology and featuring all the favourite cars from the blockbuster series.
Oh, so the cars sing?
Well, no, well, I don't
Wouldn't
know.
Will that be Transformers?
How do you get the cars up on stage to drive around? How big's the stage?
Yeah, how do they do all the whole film, the whole premise of the film is based around a car race?
I would think it's like The Lion King where the people are dressed as cars and then they come out. Oh. I can drive really fast.
Think someone in one of those like makeshift things, you know, with the rope
box.
Straps, cardboard box,
yep.
and just driving. It loses the masculinity of Vin Diesel, doesn't it?
I mean, I haven't heard the soundtrack yet.
It won't be like that, I'm guessing.
It could be.
Do you think I could go for the role as Vin Diesel?
He's a bit stronger than
Or Matty DeGroote? MDG, would you be up for
that? You're a bit more Vin Diesel than Frizzy.
Would you go the Vin Diesel role?
Yeah. You could be a car, Matty, in the musical.
Yeah, that's not bad.
A solid block. You'd be some sort of, I don't know.
I would be the car in the
musical. Will Paul Walker be there as well? R.I.P. Paul. I know that's a tough one, but I mean, he was one of the originals.
I don't reckon he can make it.
You could be Michelle Rodriguez. Rodriguez.
That's not her name, but I'd absolutely be her. Yes, she was amazing. Well, hang on. She has to date Vin Diesel.
What would I do?
Watch out, Maddie.
Would I be a car? You know what happened to me the other day? How's this for an insult? I was telling Maddie about it. I walked past a boom gate and I stood on the sensor and the boom gate opened.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm not the size of a car. Oh. What do you think? Mate, what would I be, like a Mazda 121 or something?
Can I take you into the city today? Found this last night. This is awesome, Sarah. MagiciPod.com.
Another big night?
Yeah, huge night. MagiciPod.com, and what it does, it's got all songs from the noughties, and it combines hip-hop songs with classic songs from the noughties. So you actually click on one, Sarah, and you can drag it across, and you put them together. For example, let's take Eminem's Slim Shady and put it together with Stacey's Mum by Fountains of Wayne.
Right, is it?
Do you choose the two songs?
Yeah, so you click on a song from the left and then it highlights all the other. There's usually around about 5 to 10 songs on the right that you can combine it with.
Oh, what are some others?
What about this one? Smash Mouth All-Star. Let's kick it off with that.
You're an all-star.
So a bit of Smash Mouth. And then why don't we chuck in just a bit of Jay-Z's 99 Problems. I got the Rap Patrol
on the Cat Patrol. Yo! Great for Throwback Thursday. Rap critics to say he's money cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with Can you line them up, like, on a playlist? So if you're having a party, it could actually sound like you've got a really good DJ there.
Not a bad idea.
Just thinking.
What about the Plain White Tees with Hey There, Delilah? Great song. with your favourite artist.
Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Oh, because they'll never merge in real life.
I'm a touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos are hurt the rap before Cam got the shit pop, the doors closed.
Come on,
I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the locks. Now let's go. Take them back to the plan.
This is my favourite, though. We should actually put this one together and play it in full. 50 Cent in the Club, one of the greatest of all time, greatest hip hop songs of all time. On the piano, Vanessa Carlton.
Go, go, shorty. It's your birthday. Oh, we gon' party late. It's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi late. It's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, cause it's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. My mind got what you
can. We get the two of them in for a Red Room, sir?
Amazing, let's do that.
Opera House, 50 Cent, Vanessa Carlton.
A mashup Red Room.
Man, I like it.
It doesn't make the song sound as tough anymore, does it?
No, he can take the little band-aid off his face.
Jeez, it was good in Parliament yesterday.
Finally, a little bit of mongrel for Mr. Turnbull.
Good to see Turnbull just finally get sick of being called a super rich kid. Super rich kids with nothing but loose. He's just fired up and said, I've had enough of this. What was he labelled? It was actually labelled, I think, the... What is he?
Malcolm Pitbull.
No, Mr. Harbourside Mansion. That's when he lost the plot. Yeah. When Bill Shorten called him Mr. Harbourside Mansion, he said, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of this. Called him a parasite. Called Bill Shorten a parasite. Started getting really, really angry and said, Bill, it's okay when you start hanging out with billionaires.
Super rich.
No, not that song, mate. Play the other one, mate.
When he was a regular dinner guest at Raheen, always there with Dick Pratt, sucking up to Dick Pratt. Did he knock back the crystal? I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever heard him raise his voice. It was actually, it was refreshing to hear, wasn't it?
Do you think he's maybe been inspired by Donald Trump and he's now taking that passionate approach, that kind of yelling?
Probably not. you know what's great too is the reaction of the rest of the room to see Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah.
It was like he was being told the best joke in the world, sitting there with his red face, almost sweating like he always does, just laughing his head off.
Well, this is the best reaction from Barnaby Joyce, and you can actually hear him laughing in the background.
There was never a union leader in Melbourne that tucked his knees under more billionaires' tables than the leader of the opposition.
It was actually not bad.
It was a great speech.
See, this is why people have been wanting this from Malcolm Turnbull for age. Like, people love it when politicians go on a big round. Like, Paul Keating was famous for saying some of the great lines.
Oh, mate, in the paper this morning that goes through some of Paul Keating's, here we go. The limpest performance I've ever seen, like being flogged with warm lettuce. That was Keating on John
That's
Hewson.
That's not bad.
A dead carcass swinging in the breeze. He's like a shiver waiting for a spine to crawl up on John Howard. All tip, no iceberg. Was one he threw out there on Peter Costello, and a souffle doesn't rise twice was on Andrew Peacock.
See, that's
Paul
good.
Keating's classic lines.
We
there.
Need to bring that back a little bit more, Malcolm. You've got to get fired up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. He also brought out another word that I'd never heard of before, a sycophant.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, which he said quite a few times.
You are such a sycophant, a social climbing sycophant, if ever there was one. There has never been a more sycophantic leader of the Labor Party than this one.
So that's basically someone who sucks up someone else's bum to gain advantage.
Yeah, I just found out what actually fired him up. It was when he got the phone call that there was a sinkhole in Point Piper.
Oh, yes.
Not far from the front gates, there was a sinky, and he was a little bit concerned, so he decided to take it out on Bill.
We just got a phone call this morning. That sinkhole was just sold for $3 million, which is unbelievable. Look, we're very, very excited to get this artist in because we're playing Adore so much on this radio station. She's actually playing in March. I don't think I need to even plug your show, Amy, because it's sold out at the Newtown Social Club. It is a small venue. You might have to go into a bigger one.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was definitely a discussion, but I think it's like a level that I don't really want to miss out on, with these shows. Like, it's going to be really intimate, and there's three now, so...
Oh, great, you're just putting on more shows.
Yeah, so there's three in each, city.
Yeah,
now.
Well, it's shutting down the Newtown Social.
Yeah,
Maybe you could play for, 5 weeks leading up till it shuts down.
Yeah, I could
down.
Just be a resident.
A resident?
Don't
Amy
go
Sharp.
Anyway.
Welcome to the show, Amy. So good to have you. Like, well done. Congratulations. Like, the past few months has been mental for you. It's gone crazy.
It has. It's been, I can't really describe it.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
Number one, Adore was number one on iTunes. What does that mean? Like, how many downloads is that? Do they ever give you those numbers or it's just a chart?
I'm not really a stats person. Like, obviously, all my friends tag me and everything, like,
yeah, sure.
when it's doing really well. But I don't know, like, I've never really looked into that very much.
No.
But when you released the song, though, like, how long did it take before it just started to race?
Well, not too long. Like, I felt it sort of connecting with people. Every person that listened to it, I felt like they really got something out of it.
Yeah, sure.
Ever since then, it really sort
takes
of snowballed. Yeah, yeah, like, and then I put the video out, and the video, like, I directed and cut the video myself.
Yeah.
It's really rubbish. Like, it's actually not a good video at all. But that started getting a lot of spins as well on YouTube. So yeah. I was like, "This something's really
amazing
connecting with this song."
It's- it shouldn't be a crap video because you have been a video editor over the years. You worked at the Titans, didn't you? The Gold
Coast
Titans? Yeah,
I used to do their video content. Yeah.
Right. Any film clips that the boys did up there? There's probably a couple that you couldn't put
away. Yeah, they definitely put on a show for the camera.
Yep.
A lot of stuff couldn't be released, but no, they're good boys.
They're good boys?
Yeah.
Did you celebrate when you get to number one? Do you still get drunk off one sip, Amy, or has that changed now?
That line, it'll be the death of me. That and the slugger line is killing me.
That's right. I love that.
But the one sip thing,
yeah,
I need to explain it.
Okay.
Like, because if there's any girls out there that can honestly say that they haven't faked being a little bit tipsy to hit on someone, they're lying.
But it's
they're lying.
It's also, you're married to Shane. It's good for him to know that it only takes you one sip to get you drunk.
That's it.
It's going to save you money.
Super cheap. Mm-hmm. Super, super cheap.
You are a Goldie girl, is that correct?
Yeah, the way you say that.
What's wrong with that?
A Goldie girl.
Goldie girl.
Yeah, I know.
You went to Southport High School?
Yes, I did.
Ricky Lee? She
yeah.
was in your year?
Yep. Yeah, I know Rick's pretty well.
Pretty well?
Yep.
And so what, did you girls put music together when you were at high school? Did you, like, have any talent shows or anything like that?
Well, Ricky was such a big house singer at school. Like, it was like she was a lead in every musical and
massive voice.
Yeah, like, I used to play guitar for her, like, at music class and stuff. And yeah, when you have such a big voice, I never wanted to sing at school. Like, I didn't sing at all. So it was like, you don't even compete when you're friends with someone like Ricky. So, but it wasn't until school finished and there was all these different genres coming out, a lot of indie rock and a lot of, different genres that I was listening to. And it was like, it's actually okay if you can't sing like Mariah Carey. Like, you can still,
do your own thing.
You can still,
exactly,
like, express yourself. So, yeah.
Lights, camera, clarity. Oh, Sarah. So this is so exciting. Massive Katy Perry news this morning.
My God, guys, the countdown is on. She is releasing a new single tomorrow.
Bang, it's on.
As part of this, though, what she's done is pretty cool. She's been teasing on Twitter, uploading these videos and sort of alluding to the fact that something big is coming. And there have been these pictures of a disco ball, and no one's really known what it is. But then at 2 a.m. this morning, our time, and in 20 locations around the world, she's unveiled that there are actually these huge disco balls. Sydney's the only place in Australia that was chosen to have this. And you can go down and plug your earphones in and hear 20 seconds or the beginning of her brand new song.
What is it called?
It's called
Rhythm Something.
No, Chain to the Rhythm.
Oh. Chain to the Rhythm, mate, because a disco ball is chained up. Am I right, sister?
Do we want to have a bit of a crack to see like what it would sound like?
Well, chain to the rhythm,
okay.
Because I'm chained to the rhythm for you.
That's awful. If you do want to go down, though, it's Circular Quay Wharf opposite the UGG store. It's there until 6 o'clock tonight.
Wow.
So you do have to hurry.
Chained to the rhythm
for
you.
There is a bit of audio that she put on her Instagram. You will get more of it if you go to the disco ball. So this is only a little clip, but have a listen.
A reggae. Yup.
Chained to the rhythm for you.
Okay.
Kind of works, doesn't it?
Chained to the rhythm for you.
It worked before you sang all over it.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'm excited for that. So tomorrow we'll play it, see?
Tomorrow we will be playing a brand
new
single. Yeah. Keep an eye on her Twitter, though. She's very fun with this stuff. I love it.
Chained to the rhythm, man.
Guys, Mel Gibson sat down, done an interview.
Shackles.
He's talked about his brand new...
Who was that? I wasn't listening.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, man.
You know, you could podcast the segment if you don't enjoy it
I was stuck on the chain stuff.
He does podcast the show.
Chained to the rhythm.
You're meant to join in, mate.
Do you listen back? Do you podcast every night and listen back to the show and critique yourself?
Of course I do. And often I'll laugh a lot to things I've said. I've almost forgotten that I've said them because half the time I don't know what I'm talking about.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
As if I would listen to the podcast.
As if you wouldn't.
God, you're a loser.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to.
Walking around Centennial Park, having a bit of a chuckle to himself.
If you see me walking laughing, I'm just hurting myself.
Listening to his own gag.
What was your story?
Let's go again. Mel Gibson.
I know the guy.
Yeah. He's done an interview over in the US. He's talking about life with an 8-week-old. It's kind of cute.
He's great. He's growing. He's eating like a little pig, and he's doing just great. He even smiles. Two weeks old, and he's got a grin going.
Wow,
his
smiling
ninth
pig.
Child. Yeah. Ridiculous. He also talked about, though, they've done this big photo. Everyone who's nominated for an Oscar every year, they do a big, like a class photo is what they call it. He was gone to do one. He's obviously not been up for an Oscar for quite a while after all that scandal, and he's run into an old friend and had a bit of a funny moment backstage.
I bumped into Denzel. Ah. He very brutally, honestly told me that I needed to go to the gym.
Oh. As he's whacking his belly.
Do you reckon he's doing nappies at home?
Of course he is.
No, he's not.
Do you know what's probably
already forgotten the kid's
name. You know what's happened to us? Now that Ted's, you know, full on into solids and everything, when he does number twos, it's hard to tell whether it's avocado or it's, you know, back of the nappy gear. And he ripped his nappy off the other day and I was just wandering around assuming that some of the avocado had fallen off the food tray there that we have in his high chair. But
avocado's not brown, though.
All of a sudden, I've got my hand stuck in it. Thinking I'm going to get coli here.
How did this segment go to that?
I just don't think Mel Gibson's doing the hands-on stuff like I am. Not trying to sound better than him.
Stop it. Tom Hiddleston has done an interview and finally opened up about Taylor Swift.
Does anyone care?
Yeah, I do. Cool. So just pay attention.
Sure.
Oh, well done, sir.
Got you, mate.
Boring man. Turn his mic off. I've had enough of you today.
Yeah, go on.
Turn your mic off. So he's on the cover of the March GQ magazine. He's talked about the relationship. He said that she's an amazing woman, but he also explained that T-shirt that he had on the iHeart TS.
TS, remember?
Oh, great. Basically, he'd hurt his back. He had a graze on his back and they were out in the sun. And he said, does anyone have a T-shirt? I don't want to go swimming without one because I've got this graze. I need some protection. And one of her squad, one of the girls there, because remember it was a big party, has pulled it out as a bit of a laugh and said, oh, I've got this iHeart TS.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Why he put it on.
Don't use that as an excuse, mate.
We've all done that.
Are you kidding? I believe that.
No, you don't believe. You would believe anything, Sarah. That is just ridiculous.
I thought we turned your mic off.
Guys, put me back.
But even your friends, are your friends walking around with I Love SM?
Well, they should be, but no. But I'm not Taylor Swift. Yeah. If you're that big, there are iHeart TSTs.
I reckon Gary's got a T-shirt at home that says I Love SM.
Oh, my God, I'm going to make him one for Valentine's Day.
Whoa,
I'm ignoring that.
Have you seen TPG's special promotion for their SIM-only mobile plans? 1.5 gig data with $550 of calls and text for $10 per month in the first 6 months. Check out the TPG website for terms and conditions.
Very scary yesterday with the sinkhole opening up in Point Piper. And there was a lot of residents in the area walking past in shock. Mm-hmm. I think one local actually said, oh my gosh, that's a waste of space. I should be getting my Grange and making a wine cellar out of that.
Not bad. I think that's under construction now.
It was a little bit scary. I mean, it started yesterday and it was only a little hole. And then all of a sudden they could smell gas. Locals could smell gas. A little bit of an explosion, and then there's a big sinkhole underneath.
500 Bentleys were seen coming out of Point Piper yesterday.
Trying to get out of there.
They were crying on the way out.
I think it is near Malcolm Turnbull's place as well.
I believe so.
So yesterday when he was blowing up at Bill Shorten in Parliament, he would have been freaking out, just hoping that one of his three pools that he has at his house didn't go under.
I think also this was the first time the neighbours had all been out in the street at the one time, because nobody talks to each other. The fences are so high. So they actually got to meet their neighbours yesterday. Over their love of a sinkhole.
Well, you know what? When I was watching the news last night, I was going, there's only a matter of time where you get a local from Point Piper that we could play on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a guy there. He was the architect. The architect, he was there.
Now, I'm an architect, and I can tell you that's expensive engineering required.
Yeah, but he didn't really have the posh voice. I was a bit disappointed.
He was all right. Yeah. He was okay.
He said, this is a bigger problem than you think it is.
Yes.
And he already had blueprints and made up how he was going to convert it into a townhouse.
He called his trust fund, the manager came in.
And then there was a young blonde who rocked up onto the scene and I went, booyah, she's got to be a Point Piper local.
Honestly, I'm in shock right now because I've come home and there's a massive hole opposite my house, completely empty. Came out of nowhere.
I mean, how did that put you out?
Yep.
My personal trainer's come, my electricity is off, and now I don't know what to do.
Well, when you need shopping's therapeutic for your love.
She's just spent $10,000 just trying to pull herself out of this emotional state.
I don't
state.
Know what to do. I might go down to Double Bay and buy a $10,000 dress.
Oh, my God. Not to mention when you can't work out because you've got no power and the music can't come on and you've got to reschedule your trainer. It's just I don't know how she'll get through today.
You freak out with sinkholes, don't you?
Well, they're just Lisa and I... We're talking about it last night when we saw it, just thinking it could open up. Like, I've been doing this thing because we just have this small patio out the back. Mm. Like, there's no room. So I bought this blow-up pool. Like, it was $19 from the camping BCF, right? Just a little blow-up pool. And Ted jumps around in that. But every now and then I've got to empty the pool, right? Mm. So I just tip it down sort of through...
Oh. Doing it tough.
Bad. I'm not doing it that tough.
The big fella doing just, it tough.
No, look, I mean, life's comfy, but it was at the same time, I wouldn't mind a real swimming pool. Anyway, we've been tipping the water to drain it down through the decking. Like, there's a little manhole in the deck, and I tip it down there, and I slowly see a bit of the earth eroding each time I empty the blow up pool. And I'm just thinking, I wonder if I'm creating a sinky.
Oh, yeah, that's
you
not
know
bad.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm moistening a bit of soil that hasn't been rained on for years.
Yeah. No, but when it rains, it does go through your deck whips.
No, it's sealed. The deck is sealed. We have flood problems. The timber expands, it buckles, and still we live through these horrible conditions.
Mm. First world problem.
And
it
then
would, it would freak you out.
Oh, mate, to think that I could be sitting there, one minute I've got a beautiful blow-up swimming pool on the back patio, and the next thing you know, it's 3 metres down, and I'm looking off the edge going, oh, my God, how far down does that go?
Well, I've spoken to Lisa about it before, and she always freaks out about, you know, falling into a sinkhole. And I said, well, you know what you did November 3 years ago when you married that...
That bloke over there.
And you're not getting out of that one,
Lisa. She's still trying to dig out of it. Can we do a shout-out to this bloke yesterday? Page 6 of the paper this morning, you'll see a photo of Daniel Miller. This was on the north coast up in Foster.
He's a big boy too, Daniel Miller.
Yeah,
Did you see his big mo?
Yeah, decent mo. Was there a mullet as well?
Do you know what? His size actually may have saved his life.
Most definitely. He was in his excavator yesterday, and he was rolling around the edge of a dam when his excavator tipped in. He was thrown from the excavator into the dam. His foot has got caught under a roll bar.
Oh, man.
And with the height of the water when he was in it, sat between his nose and his mouth.
So he couldn't... So, Sarah, like the... Yeah, like Whipper said, like he's trying to get up and he's stretching up. And the furthest he could go, his nose was only a couple of centimetres out of the water.
That's all terrifying.
He had. He was there for 2 hours. Until a neighbour heard him yelling. All his energy was used, taking a breath and screaming for help with his head into the air.
So you put your head back, sir. Help!
Imagine
back
if you
down,
got a
breath.
Neck cramp, that'd be it. If you after that long was so tired, that's how dangerous.
What we were saying as well is that there would have been a moment where he would have gone, no one's going to come and get me here, so I'm going to have to hold my breath, go underwater and see if I can dislodge my leg and get it out. But I reckon you would have only had one chance at doing that. If you couldn't get it, I don't think you'd be able to get your head back out again.
No, you'd be stuffed. And you know the other amazing thing? Part of the digger, the excavator, actually landed on a rock that was on the side of the dam. So that actually stopped the excavator from pulling him down further.
Wow.
And definitely would have killed him. And here was this guy for 2 hours gasping for air.
He should have. That, I mean, in those
moments. You always
put
yourself in that moment, don't you?
You got to buy a lotto ticket, don't you?
Oh,
or go
absolutely.
Straight to the cash, straight to the chocolate wheel. For that one.
Just
your luck.
Incredible story.
Adam's given us a call from North Ryde. You got a story of survival, Adzi.
Yeah, mate. How you going, boys?
Good,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, good, Adam.
That's the way. Yeah, so ages ago, probably about 6-7 years ago now, I was working up in Queensland, and we decided to go for a swim. It was probably 2008-2009 when they had hectic floods up in Queensland.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One of my mates kicked my footy ball in the water, so I had to go in and fetch it, and then we were going for a bit of a swim. Standing on these trees, and the actual current, I slipped on the tree, the current forced me under the water, and I was there trying to, like, push my head back up, and I literally just could not get above the water.
Yep.
And my mate Troy just reached under, pulled me out of the water, and I was just like, bloody hell, I literally couldn't have gotten out of the water if it wasn't for you.
And it's all about the timing, isn't it, too?
Out for the floods.
Under that water as well, you wouldn't have been able to see anything. It would have been murky water, Adzie. You would have been gone.
Just a couple of crocs, mate. That was about all I could see.
Oh, because, you know, you look at this and you think, well, how the hell did they get him out? So not only did he spend two hours with that water line just under his nose, they then had to drain the dam. And you're right, he could have tried to get his leg out. They couldn't even at that point, and they had to get a hydraulic machine in to move it off his foot.
Oh,
just extraordinary.
I mean, what do you, his neighbours saved his life. Because you know what his neighbour did as well, Seth? The neighbour actually jumped into the water and started digging the mud underneath.
Jeez, that's good.
So he could dislodge his leg to get out. I mean, what do you get your neighbour in that situation? They've saved your life. Ooh. A carton?
Cabri's for sure. Roses.
Case of beer is not good enough for that, is it?
Two cases of beer.
God. Do you get a bottle of Grange?
Nah.
I'd enjoy the chockies more.
Take him on a holiday.
Icebergs.
Go to Bali. Tell me more. That's right. You know how it works. We give you the headlines and then you tell us what you want to hear more about. Rita and Colby, hello. Hello, Rita. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Ripper, Rita.
You got to stay tuned here, Rita, and then decide what you want to hear more of. Do you want to kick it off, Fitzy? What does the headline say?
Okay, here we go.
What do you got?
Harambe is back. How? You won't believe it.
What's back?
Harambe.
The gorilla.
What is that?
It's the gorilla that they had to put down in the enclosure. Remember, it was dragging the kid around.
And it's a subject of like a world of tweets.
Of
and
memes.
Yeah.
And Harambe.
Yeah.
It's a gorilla,
more.
Sarah.
Registered.
Your
headline's next, Sarah.
Okay, yes. Headline reads, the worst date ever. How a man's date left him stripped bare will make you cringe.
Bit long.
Tell me more. All right, Matty DeGruy, what do you got?
Right, headline reads, there is a raunchy ghost haunting a reality TV show and he's having a lot of fun.
Oh!
Okay. What about this one?
Reality TV show,
Tell me more. All right, headline reads, police are threatening drunk drivers with a terrible punishment involving Justin Bieber.
Oh.
I feel like you just gave us the whole story.
No, you're
meant to say tell me more, Sarah, and then I say no, because Rita has to make that decision. What do you want to hear more of, Rita?
Absolutely, boys. It's my choice, eh?
That's right.
Choice says, Rita.
I'm pretty intrigued to hear more, so I'm going to choose MDG. Tell me more.
MDG.
The raunchy ghost.
It's MDG.
Well, I love your accent, and I loved you called him MDG.
Now, is it I'm a Celebrity?
I've never... Well, it's a show similar to I'm a Celebrity. Semi-famous or famous people in the UK go on a show called The Jump, where you compete in various snow sports, and you do big jumps. A bit like that dancing on ice or whatever.
That's not bad.
You put some celebrities in.
A lot of injuries, you would think.
Yeah, and there are two who are roomed together. Mm-hmm. One of those 25-year-old Paralympian, Kadeen Cox, who's asked for a new room because she's adamant that there is a ghost in... there's a ghost in the room who is trying to get intimate with her. Every time she tries to go to sleep, she feels she's being touched by a ghost.
Wow.
Laying on top of her.
That's what Kesha.
Kesha got intimate with a ghost. Yeah.
Well, it's apparently a thing called spectrophilia, where you fantasize about spooky encounters, and these vivid hallucinations, which can be of the sexual nature, are common to people who are going in and out of sleep. Common feels a bit loose to use common.
Isn't that just a naughty dream?
I'd get off a glass barbecue. Yeah, it seems strange, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't understand. Does she feel like, is there a weight on her? Like, is the body of a ghost sort of pressing hard against her?
No. The feeling is apparently so real, and even other contestants on the show feel they hear this ghost in the corridor going from room to room.
I mean, let's say the feeling was so real. Mm. I mean, you're not cheating on your partner
trying to find a loophole.
I mean, if you're
it's not
hooking up with a ghost,
but see,
you can't really claim that there's someone else involved.
I reckon it'd be a bit of a weird situation when your partner storms into the room, opens the door, and you're getting intimate with a ghost.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that would look.
It depends what position you're in.
Are you just on the bed? What are you... Michael, what are you doing? I'm so sorry. Yeah. This is Wendy. She died 30 years ago.
but it's her birthday.
It's not what it looks like,
all right?
She's not real. She's a ghost.
She was just feeling frisky. Oh. Isn't that strange?
Was that you all through your teenage years, Whips?
Pretending that there was a ghost in the room.
Yeah.
When you took your top off for the first time, it looked like Sarah. No, sorry, Lisa. It looked like she'd seen a ghost.
Okay, well, don't confuse Sarah for my wife.
I'm equally as horrified when I see Whipper without a shirt
I'm
on.
I'm just going to claim it was a ghost.
Can we also just pause you for a second, speaking of horrified? You're wearing the shortest shorts, and for the first time in history, you've done a leg cock up on the seat.
Yeah.
And I am in direct line of sight of all the tackle.
Careful with your wording there, the champ.
Cassie, can our digital... our digital girl Cassie, can you come in here? I've got a photo for you this morning.
No, it looks like a wrapped ham.
With Whipper and his laptop computer. He's got his legs crossed in his short shorts and his runners on.
Mate, I'm going fishing, so I've turned up in a pair of shorts. Unfortunately, I've cocked the leg, and you're right, there's a little bit much on show.
Tackle is on show.
Looks like a fruit platter.
Go to the Fitzy and Whipper Instagram account, and we'll put it up right away. Okay?
I don't know that we should.
Cassie's coming in to take a photo of
Cassie,
me with my leg, and it's
censorship.
Like there's something hanging out the side of my shorts, Cassie.
No, Cassie, I've just sent you one. This was this morning.
Man, it's just a pair of shorts.
It's up on our Instagram account. Leave a comment, please. Very, very lucky to have this young lady in the studio with us. She's on Channel 9. You will see her on the Today Show, but also she's the National Ambassador for Young Care. It is the magnificent Sylvia Jeffries.
No one intros like me like that on the Today Show.
No, they
That's
don't.
Magnificent.
You deserve it too.
Thank you so much. This is
your first time in the studio.
It is. This is so cool.
Surprises me because then I realised all our times that we catch up are more social events when you've had a couple of champagnes and you're really warming up.
I don't do that very often.
And we're on the dance floor every weekend, I say,
Sylvia. That's a prerequisite at Channel 9 is that you need to know how to party as well, don't you?
Oh, look, I'm not sure that that's necessarily the case, but it helps if you know how. Yep. And I think you'll find too, and you would know this, that when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's pretty easy to get warmed up.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't take much.
Or come home.
That's right. By the time you get to Friday, one champagne in, and it's karaoke and dancing on the tables.
Can we throw an urban myth at you just to see if it's true or not? Has Richard Wilkins really got two pools at his house?
I can't say.
The legend lives on.
See, the rumour is that he's got a pool out the front and a pool out the back for when the sun rises in the morning and when the sun goes down at night.
Don't ask the council.
All I'm going to say is if you go to Dickie's house, go to the frangipani pool.
Go to the frangipani pool. What does that actually mean? Who's waiting in there for him?
Do the girls have to be wearing bikinis?
I have absolutely nothing to say other than think about Anchorman Cannonball Scene.
What? Oh, my God. I mean, you never underestimate the man, can you?
Sylvia, your rise at Channel 9 has been great to watch. Do you get worried now that you're on television and you're recognisable? Have you ever had a stalker? Have you had anyone following you?
I wouldn't say I've had like a genuine stalker.
Besides
I'm not sure
Pete?
What's so funny about that.
You've never
I can't shake Pete.
No, you
can't. From the first day we worked together.
It's that ring on your finger, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm quite happy about that now. at least it's all paid off.
Sylvia, we do a segment every week. It's called That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Basically, what it is you just give us a call if you see your everyday celebrity doing something completely normal. Your name gets brought up quite a bit.
Nearly every week.
Why has Tommy got his head in
his
hands?
Well, you mentioned when I said, haven't you guys met before? You said, no, but your face is familiar. Now, I can understand why.
Sylvia Jeffries in Mossman on Saturday eating a pizza. Yeah. Guys, I saw Sylvia Jeffries in workout gear having a smoothie at Bondi Junction yesterday.
Really?
Guys, I spotted Sylvia Jeffries on the weekend doing the Bondi to Bronte.
Get out of town.
Tommy, you kicked it off earlier with Sylvia Jeffries. You said she was eating pizza.
Eating pizza
Big
with
question.
Pete Stefanovic. It looked to me like a margarita.
Now, is that why you left Girabilli?
It was a spicy pepperoni, Tommy.
Looked wonderful. What a stitcher. Now I look like a real creep. Sylvia.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I can't even look you in the eye.
I thought the paps were bad, Tommy. Yeah. They're everywhere, man.
No, it just happened. But when you montage them all together, I sound terrible there, Fitz.
Well, we're glad that you're here, Sylvia, and even more importantly, you, Tom, because we've got to introduce Constable Simon.
Take him away, boys.
This is the last time you'll get anywhere near Sylvia
it's
Jeffrey.
Good to see you, Sylvia. All the best.
No, Tom.
I'm so sorry.
Do you follow her around? I mean, you may as well buy a long
lens,
mate.
You're crossing the bridge with your story.
Yeah, I know. No, it just happens.
Bridge crosser.
You're in all the hot spots and my wife and I are wandering around.
You know what they do? Sorry. They don't mind a pap of you in your bikini either,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah, they don't mind that. I mind that.
Do you
that.
See them?
Sometimes you don't, and that's what's really a bit off-putting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit creepsville,
really,
isn't it?
Off-putting.
And, you know, I'm certainly... careful.
Choose your words.
Careful on the microphone, Sylvia. Yeah, I can't... it's horrible, yeah. But, you know, that's part of the
Even when I call
it?
Them and say I'm going for a swim, still I can't see them there. I know. Not, I don't never end up
Why
anywhere.
Why aren't they turning up?
It's really weird. <I know.
laughs> Sylvia, pleasure to get you in. Well, this cannot be the last time that you actually come into the Nova studio.
I hope not.
No, well, it is. Unfortunately, we're here.
Well, but you just let us know. You give us a call anytime you see Tom.
Might be the last time I see Tom.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Maybe
too.
Not. Yeah, straight down to Double Bay Police Station. Okay. For me.
Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.